Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tall Grass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The cattle futures market today was generally higher, with live cattle steady to 85 higher. Feeders were about 50 to 72 higher. They did close over a dollar off their highs in the August feeders. They went as high as 138.50, but closed at 137.32. They're at a premium to the index. It's all the way down at 133.55, so about a $4 premium, but we've still got over 2 months to go until the August has to converge. Live cattle market today was 5 to 80 higher here, with June, the front month, at 109.50, up 5. We're winding down that contract. August is 105.65, a little bit of a discount there. And then the hogs today finished quite a bit lower on July, down $1.70, 81.35, August 75 lower. Overnight, China banned a Canadian company for pork imports, saying they had a banned substance in the meat. This could be part of the ongoing tension between the Canadians and China, but that was thought early. Maybe that provided some of the support. Some people think that could be bearish. Either way you look at it, China imports a lot of pork, and they could just keep scrutinizing every little thing in order to kind of alienate Canada in terms of their trade dispute.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's Graze and Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com. to learn more.
Today's grain action started last night quite a bit weaker, but then to the midday this morning it was actually steady to higher, but we finished in the red. Wheat pretty much held the weakness all day long. Kansas City was down about 11. Chicago was down 7 to 8. Corn down 6 to 7, and beans were unchanged. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that corn was 92% planted, so we're almost completed. Of course, there's all sorts of confusion on 92% of what. Is it the original acres? Is it the new lower number, et cetera? So some confusion there, and then what will we ever get the full 100% planted? It's doubtful at this point in the season. Beans were 77%, expecting about 80, so that was a little bit helpful here. And then the wheat, good to excellent category, was left unchanged here. So that was maybe the original thought here. And then also, it sounds like Trump and President Xi of China will meet at the G20 summit. Now, they've had sort of an official announcement regarding their meeting. Some view that as hopeful here, that the discussions are beginning back at such a high level. The stock market today, Dow Jones is up 380 points, a really strong day there in the Dow. The S&P is currently up about 32. Crude oil is up $2 on Iranian tension. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.